A service for intellectually disabled people was found by the Health Information and Quality Authority, or HICWA, to have ineffective governance and management systems in place to protect residents from the risk of abuse. Some residents of Sunbeam House Services told HICWA inspectors last year that they didn't feel safe in their homes. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has the story. Alva, tell us about this report. What does it say?
Yeah, now HICWA had, just to say first, HICWA had been aware of a number of issues over a couple of years about Sunbeam services, and it actually had received complaints to its complaint line from the public also. So it took a course of action and spent last year inspecting 28 centres and speaking to residents. So the report says that these residents, they felt unsafe, that this was happening in a number of settings, that really the residents seemed to be just incompatible with each other. And such was the stress on them that one resident started to self-harm because they couldn't cope with the people they were living with. The situation wasn't handled by the provider at all adequately. That left residents feeling abandoned because they would say, I need to move out of here, I don't want to live here, and they felt they weren't being listened to. The service was very dependent on agency agency staff. That meant residents didn't know the staff members coming in and out. One resident had 12 different staff working with him or her over a two-week period. There was also a disconnect between oversight of the board and what was happening in these houses or centres. And yeah, it just seems like from the top down, a lot of problems.
You've been getting reaction.
Yeah, I suppose we need to be mindful that disability was one of the biggest issues in the election campaign, the recent election campaign. And here we are, another HICWA report making for a disturbing reading. So I asked Inclusion Ireland about it, and they advocate for people with intellectual disabilities. Its CEO, Dervil McDonough, basically said, like, in 2025, the least anyone can expect is to feel safe in and heard in their own homes.
In no other walk of life would we expect people to live together who had not chosen to live together and to continue to live together even if they're deeply unhappy or feeling unsafe. And yet that's how we have set up supports for certain people with intellectual disabilities. So many of the individuals who were interviewed as part of the HICWA process and the inspection process are saying that they do not want anymore to live with the peers that they live with. So we have actually taken away some very basic fundamental choices and freedoms that these human beings should be able to expect. The choice to choose where you live, who you live with, and how you live your life.
And that was Dervil McDonough of Inclusion Ireland. She was speaking to our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.